Community Conversations with Community Centres SA. Here's Kerry Ackermans.
We all know it's festival time, and I'm very excited today to talk to Monique Bowley, who is the manager of podcasts for the ABC. She has curated a program for Adelaide Writers Week called PodFest. The rise of podcast popularity has just been phenomenal in recent years, and it's wonderful to see it being included as a part of the Writers Week program. Monique, I'm so excited to have you as a guest on this podcast because podcasts are really what you're all about, and they have just gone up in popularity so much, haven't they?
They really have. I read some crazy statistic, Kerry, the other day about how there's now 6 million podcasts in Apple Podcasts alone. So it's pretty extraordinary, the rise and rise of them. And there is that feeling now that, oh, everyone's got a podcast. Every man and his dog has one. But it's an amazing time to be in the industry, I got to say. It's really great. So thank you for having me on your show today.
Well, I'm really thrilled. And of course, you're the manager at the ABC of the podcast, and you've curated a PodFest for Adelaide Writers Week.
Yeah, that's right. So I thought, you know, Adelaide's such a rich festival city. It does feel like we have a festival for everything these days, Kerry. There's festivals for cars and cabaret and golf. And I thought, why not podcasts? They're an amazing emerging medium, and I wanted to bring some of the best that I've seen in the last few years to audiences, because I know Adelaide audiences, they really tune into the arts in a way that's really inspiring and great. And I've partnered with Writers Week this year to bring Little PodFest along and see how it goes, because Writers Week, if you've never been, is the most amazing little festival. It's held in the Pioneer Women's Memorial Garden. It's completely free, Kerry. You can just go and sit under the trees there and hear the most fascinating people talk about all manner of interesting things, and you don't have to spend a cent. It's incredible.
It certainly is. I always go every year, and I'm very excited about the PodFest. Now, you've made some interesting comments there, Monique, that I'd just like to explore about how popular they are now and saying that everyone has a podcast. But isn't it interesting that they said it's going to be the death of the book with all of the online world that we have now? Everything will be digital. But Writers Week every year is absolutely packed to the rafters, isn't it? So when you look at that from podcasts, yes, there may be 6 million, but again, it's about finding, if someone loves a genre, they just read everything they can get their hands on. It's the same with podcasts.
That is so true. I think audiences nowadays, Kerry, they really want to go deep on topics. So audiences don't just want one version of something. Something that I'm seeing in podcasts recently is kind of the way that audiences want to engage with content across multiple platforms. So an example is there's a really popular TV show called Succession. So you watch the episode, there'll be a companion podcast that you can then go and listen to go even deeper behind the scenes. In the same way, Kerry, that do you remember back in the day when we had DVDs and the DVD would have a selection for the director's notes? It's sort of everything old is new again. So I find podcasts are really interesting in the way that they engage audiences in different ways. But in terms of the link between sort of podcasts and books, you know, they used to say that TV, video killed the radio star. But I don't think it's podcast versus books. I really think it's both at the same time, because each medium is about, really at its core, about building a world and connecting with audiences. And it's just sometimes some stories are better suited to a book, some stories are better suited to a podcast. So it's not one or the other, it's kind of both at the same time. And I think together they're making storytelling richer and more accessible than ever.
And I look at it this way too, Monique. If you look at the success of Writers Week, it's because you go along and you hear the authors talk about, they're being interviewed about, why did you write this book? Why those characters? What made you make that turn in the book? And if you have a think about podcasts, that's exactly what they're doing. It's an interview style, and people are very comfortable listening to a conversation between humans.
Oh, 100%. And there's this thing that we observe in podcasts. It's such an intimate medium. You often feel like if you are a regular listener to a podcast, you often feel like you know that person really well. It's a psychological phenomenon called like a parasocial relationship. It's very, very strong in podcasts. And it allows for that kind of immediacy, that conversation, that intimacy through voice. And the best creators of podcasts know how to do that really, really well.
So, Monique, what makes a good podcast?
That is such a great question. I get pitched podcasts nonstop, Kerry, in my job.
So instead of the book scripts, you get the podcasts.
Yeah, I've seen all manner of pitches come across my desk. But I think the best podcasts know who their audience is and who they're talking to, and they know the job that they're doing for that audience. So, Kerry, I'm going to ask you, who is the audience for your podcast?
It is for our community centre members and for our community connectors, so anybody who's delivering services and programs and is a stakeholder into the communities.
Okay, and what's the job that your podcast does?
It brings information to them because they're all busy and don't have time to find out about services and programs and funding that can advantage the people that they serve.
See, you answered that so clearly. That is your North Star, right? I think a good podcast can answer those questions as quickly and easily as you just did. And the second thing I think a good podcast needs is a compelling concept. So you just outlined it then, that sort of clear, engaging idea at its core, your North Star, if you like. But the other thing that I think makes a really great podcast is a really strong and authentic host. Like, Kerry, people come for the content, but they often stay for the host. And I bet there's a lot of people that listen to your podcast and think, I actually just come to hear what Kerry thinks, and I want to spend time with her. And same for when you do your broadcasting on 5AA. I bet there'd be a whole lot of people that just want to spend that time with you because you're a host that is warm and you bring insight and humour. You do content that's really relatable or engaging, whatever it is. But I think hosts are really, really important. And being a real host, like an authentic host, I think there's a really big difference between radio broadcasting and podcasting that I've noticed as well, is that radio seems very polished, and I think podcasting allows for much more authenticity and intimacy in the medium, and I enjoy that part of it as well.
And I think what you also get is that extra time. I'm not a great believer of really long podcasts because I think the benefit of them is that people can put them in their car in journeys and around, especially in South Australia, we say it's that 15 minutes longer elsewhere, but it's that fact you could go for a walk, you could be doing a task. If something's over an hour, yes, often the content will warrant that, but maybe better split up because people just don't have time. You ask everybody how they are, they're busy. But the one thing a podcast does well over a radio interview is radio is who, how, what, why, when, thank you. A podcast does allow you to explore what comes up in the conversation. It's not so structured. And sometimes I end up going somewhere I never expected to go, but it was the best thing to have discussed.
I love that. That's magic, isn't it, when it happens? And often you're right, you're constrained by radio and it doesn't happen as often. But there is room to do that in a podcast, and there's room to be yourself a bit more and to make people feel something, whether it's kind of spending time with them, teaching them something they didn't know about. That sort of strong emotional engagement as well is what keeps people coming back time and time again.
I'm talking to Monique Bowley, who is the manager of podcasts for the ABC. Now let's talk about what you have curated for PodFest. Very exciting. What are some of the podcasts that you'll be featuring during the PodFest Adelaide Writers Week?
Well, I thought, you know, true crime is a genre, Kerry, that people just love. And I've got to be honest with you, I'm not a fan. I find it a bit unsettling that people's stories and victims' stories are kind of picked apart. I don't quite know how I feel about that.
But people are insatiable, Monique. They really are. Look how many true crime on TV. It's ridiculous, crazy.
Yeah. So I thought I won't rail against this because obviously audiences are fascinated by it. So I've brought together the biggest podcasting icons in the true crime space. So we're talking, these guys have won 14 Walkley Awards between them, and they've had huge true crime shows that actually move the needle and create impact. So they have solved cases, they have brought people to justice. So I'm bringing Hedley Thomas from The Australian, Rachel Brown from the ABC, Michelle Laurie, who has an Australian true crime podcast, and with Dan Box, to a true crime panel to talk about what makes them make these podcasts. What kind of emotional toll does investigating and making these shows take on them? Because, Kerry, we make these kinds of investigative podcasts at the ABC, and they take years. And they take years to make. It's extremely difficult work. And what would compel someone to do that? And I think that that's a really interesting conversation to have. And so I think if you're a true crime obsessive, it's the kind of panel that will just take you behind the curtain of what it takes to make these shows and give you that sort of deep dive into this genre.
Oh, you're absolutely right. People love it, and because they want to find out who did it, why did they do it, could that happen to me? I think there's always that thing about, is this something that could actually happen on my doorstep?
Yeah, there's something about unsolved cases as well that really makes people prick up their ears and want to listen. And if you follow Hedley Thomas's work on The Australian, he often unfolds a case kind of in real time on his podcast, and people get into his Facebook group and debate it amongst themselves, and he gets leads from that. And like Rachel Brown did the same on the first series of Trace, which looked at the cold case of Maria James, a mother who was killed in her bookshop. And the case, it brought the community in, and people were like sending in leads, and it's fascinating. It's like sort of guerrilla, like a citizen's police work, I guess, citizen's investigation. Just fascinating.
So from crime, where else are you moving us to?
What do you like with global affairs, Kerry? Well, into global affairs?
I actually am, and what I am is where it's made so it's easy to understand and can give you that holistic picture, because there's so much going on. Having somebody picking the eyes out of it, I think that's really interesting.
I'm with you, and I don't have time to read a million opinion pieces about Trump or Elon Musk. Who has the time or the mental capacity for it? Not me. But that's why I've brought a show to the podcast called If You're Listening with Matt Bevan. Now, Matt Bevan, I think, in my mind, he is the biggest podcast talent in Australia. He's a journalist, and his expertise is kind of unpacking global news, but he does it in a way that is so accessible, he can help you understand anything. And the stories he tells are completely, completely fascinating, the kind of thing where you think, I cannot believe this happens on the global stage. It sort of leaves you questioning, every episode leaves you questioning everything you thought you knew about the world. That's If You're Listening with Matt Bevan. Now, that show is almost sold out. It's so popular. He's such a big name in the podcasting world. I highly recommend that one. But if you're news avoidance, Kerry, which I know a lot of people are, it's often too much. You feel like you can't keep up with it all. I'm also bringing a show to Podfest called Not Stupid. Now, this is a news podcast, and the premise is they want to make you feel not stupid about the news. So they just want to get you across the very basics of what happened this week. But it's hosted by journalists Julia Baird and Jeremy Fernandez, who are just delightful together. And this is the kind of podcast that does what it says on the box. Every time I listen to it, it does get me across the news of the week in about 25 minutes in a way that's easy to understand. You have a bit of a laugh, or they go deep on a topic, and it's just great. The way we continue, I feel, is starting to change, and this is kind of conversational, like hearing the news from a trusted friend approach, which I really like. So that's Not Stupid with Julia Baird and Jeremy Fernandez.
And I've listened to a few of those, and they are great, because what I like is they don't sensationalise it.
No, I'm
They keep
with
it very real.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of analysis, but not too much. So, yeah, it does make you feel smarter about the world.
And you've got some female-slanted podcasts in there as well.
Yeah, we're bringing Australian Podcast of the Year for 2024. There's a show called Ladies We Need to Talk, and this is a show for people that identify as women, and it's canvases kind of the very taboo topics that don't often get any press around them because they're either uncomfortable or they're seen as women's issues. And they like to go deep on the stuff that's kind of people are afraid to share. And it's an incredibly electrifying podcast. They really do. There's a lot of science and a lot of facts based in this podcast. It's hosted by Uni Stein, who's just so great to spend time with. And they are bringing three just completely fearless women to the stage in Adelaide. Gina Chick, who you might remember won Alone Australia, the series of Alone Australia. Jessie Chu and Anna Bronowski. And it's all about what it means to just start to defy people's expectations. You know, you get to a point in your life, Kerry, where you think, I'm just going to take some risks. I'm old enough and ugly enough and I don't care anymore and I'm just going to do what makes me happy and I want to step outside my comfort zone and I want to push myself and, you know, you only get one life and all of that. That's what this panel is going to be about. How do we do that? What does it mean to do that? So Ladies Need to Talk, How to Live Dangerously, that one's called, and I think that'll be fantastic.
And it's great to hear women doing that, Monique, because I remember my dad, when he got old, he said, I'm old, I can say whatever I want, who cares, you know, it doesn't matter
that
anymore.
That live on stage, and I just feel like sometimes we all need to kick up the bum, Kerry, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
That's what I'm going to need. Yeah, but I'm doing all the talking here, Kerry. What are you listening to? Anything?
Well, I have gone and listened to all of these in preparation for this podcast.
What did you like?
One I found really valuable was The Not Stupid. I love the ladies. Mm. We need to talk because Gina Chick has written the book. Is it We Are the Stars? That's a fantastic book, which I've actually read, yes, as well. And I am a bit of a true crime. So they're the ones I've got into so far. I will do the rest, but very excited to come along and see more of these at PodFest. How does anybody get hold of the tickets? Because there's tickets related for this. You can't just turn up for it, can you?
Yeah, that's right. We tried to keep the ticket prices low. It's, you know, Writers Week's mostly free. That is some ticketed events. PodFest is going to be ticketed, but prices range from about $29 to $39 for the bigger shows. And the full program is on adelaidefestival.com.au. So that's where you can get your ticket. Adelaide Writers Week runs from the 1st to the 6th of March. As part of the Adelaide Festival, PodFest is going to be in the Drill Hall, which is just next to the Pioneer Women's Memorial Garden, and also the Adelaide Town Hall. So I think it'll be, I hope it'll be great. Podcasts, you know, they really are such an excellent source of kind of in-depth analysis and community on every topic imaginable. So I've sort of tried to bring a range of genres. And Kerry, you know what's great about a festival is sometimes you think, I'm just going to dip my toe in and go and find and discover something new that I, you know, maybe I'm a new person at a festival. I'm going to go and listen to something I've never seen before. Or that's what I love about festivals and Adelaide audiences is they're really courageous and they'll give anything a go. And I hope people will give PodFest a go.
And that whole venue of the Pioneer Women's Memorial Gardens is just phenomenal. You go along, it's something I love going into the tent to smell of the books and you run into people every year and everyone's so beautifully polite.
Isn't it? And it, the Torrens always is kind of sparkling off to the side, and yeah, it's really lovely. It's a really lovely event.
I'd certainly encourage people to go along. Thank you so much, Monique. Really appreciate you being a part of the podcast series for Community Conversations.
Thank you, Kerry. Happy listening.
And thank you for listening and engaging with our Community Conversations today. Every week, we aim to bring you stories from far and wide across South Australia and beyond. People who are game changers in our community, doing great work, plus general topics of community interest. If you have any subjects you think we should cover or any other feedback, please let us know at communitycentressa.asn.au and feel free to share this podcast so we can engage more people in our next community conversation.
Community Conversations. For more information, check out communitycentressa.asn.au.